This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state's top water regulator has agreed to help secure Colorado River water rights for the Western Slope and kick in $20 million. The deal is part of a plan to help the so-called Colorado River Water Conservation District buy water rights owned by Xcel Energy. They're used for the Shoshone Hydroelectric Dam near Glenwood Springs. Those water rights are more than a century old and are some of the oldest water rights directly on the river inside the state. As part of the nearly $100 million plan, the district will lease the water back to the power plant. Supporters say it would protect a key water source. Whether you call them granny flats or accessory dwelling units, ADUs have attracted plenty of attention as a housing solution. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports they could get a financial and legal boost.
A new bill at the state legislature would make it easier to build small secondary homes on existing single-family properties, Democratic Representative Judy Amabile.
People should be able to have an aging parent live with them or a disabled child, or should be able to monetize some extra space.
The bipartisan measure would force dozens of cities to allow ADU construction, although many smaller areas would get an exemption. It would also offer up $18 million to help cities and homeowners get the units built. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for scamming the state's unemployment insurance program during the pandemic. Ryan Gerald Garbiseau of Commerce City faced charges of ID theft, filing a false tax return, and fraudulently obtaining more than $25,000 in unemployment benefits in 2020. Police records show Garbiseau used personal info from two deceased people to file the jobless claims. This is CPR News and KRCC.